This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I opened up this topic of dealing with tragedy. It's the Christian journalist and author Lee Strobel who commissioned a survey and asked people what question they'd ask if they could only ask one thing of God. And the number one response was, why is there suffering in the world? That's a good question. Much is said of tragedy in those situations. Maybe you've never asked why the world is inflicted with pain and suffering, but my guess is that you will when this strikes you personally or a loved one. And Jesus said that these bad days are coming, and unlike some other religious leaders who wrote off pain and suffering as illusions, Jesus actually said this. He said in John 16, verse 33 from the New Testament, you will have suffering in this world. He didn't say might. He said it is going to happen. So what are the words? You know, and there are many tragic stories every day. We see them on the news. We hear them on the radio news. And people ask this question, why? Why did God allow this to happen? And illness, abuse, broken relationships, betrayal, injuries, death, sorrow, disappointment, heartache, crime, these things, the list goes on. And maybe you've asked that question, why? This why question is not a new one. It goes back thousands of years. It was asked in the Old Testament by Job. It was asked by those who wrote the Psalms and those who witnessed two world wars, the Holocaust, the genocides in the Soviet Union, China, the famines in Africa, the killing fields of Cambodia, the emergence of AIDS, the genocide in Rwanda, and the ethnic cleansing of Kosovo, all these things. And in our own century, things haven't got any better. People are dying. And so why do these bad things happen? I don't know the answer to this. I don't have the mind of God. And I can't see things as God does. But we're told in Scripture, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will one day see everything with perfect clarity. And that's a promise that someday we will see with clarity, but for now things are a bit foggy. We don't understand what's going on. I want to say today too that to clarify that God is not the creator of evil and suffering. And this answers the question you hear so often, why didn't God create a world where tragedy and suffering didn't exist? Well, the answer to that is that he did. In Genesis 1, we read that God saw all that he'd made and it was very good. So God is not the author of tragedy or death or evil. God has existed from eternity. And so his love, he loves the universe. And when God decided to create human beings, he wanted us to experience love. But he gave us the ability to love and he gave us free will. And unfortunately, we've abused this privilege of free will by rejecting God and walking away from him. Church leader Galvin Reed tells how he met a young man who'd fallen down a flight of stairs when he was a baby and shattered his back. And this poor young man had been in and out of hospital all his life. And he made the astounding comment to the minister, to Galvin, that he thinks God is still fair. And Galvin Reed said, how old are you? He said, 17. How many years have you spent in hospital? And the young fellow said, about 13 years. And so the pastor was astonished. And you think that all this is fair? And the young 17-year-old said, well, God has all eternity to make it up to me. Now, isn't that a marvelous point of view? God promised that in heaven there'll be no more crying or tears or pain and there'll be no suffering and we will be reunited with God in perfect harmony. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. So we can decide whether to turn bitter or turn better. Turn to God for courage and peace. And Jesus said, I've told you these things so that in me, he said, you will have peace. You'll have suffering in this world, but be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Well, Heavenly Father, I know that some people have had tragedy and are lonely, who have no friends, no companionship, and they face life on their own. How sad it is, Lord. Prompt me, Lord, if I need to make that phone call or make that visit. Lord, help me to put aside my own plans to do something and to help. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.